This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. Yeah,
I haven't gotten to it yet because I've been green-lighted and talking about a bunch of stuff I've been told the last week. I've been green-lighted by the White House. And they're saying, go with it now. And that was an hour ago. And then I'm sitting here while I'm talking about this, and I'm trying to make sure that I talk to them. I haven't yet to find out exactly how I go with it. But that shows how frantic this has gotten. And yeah, the White House is in disarray. It's under attack from without, from within. But it's not Trump's fault. And I'm not here to worship Trump. But the thing is, you know a man by his enemies. The whole world system hates him because he's not an evil person. I used to think he was like super Machiavellian. And actually, his genius is almost like he's OCD, in that he just does what he does and has his methodology and is not a bad guy and has a big work ethic. I'm not saying he's not really smart, but the more I learn about Trump is he's so transparent, that's what they're using against him in a way. And I don't want him to be Machiavellian, but then you see someone who isn't Machiavellian, who just kind of instinctively does what he does, and we think it's genius. It's like almost idiot savant. What do you say to that, Joel Skousen?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Even though Trump has his faults, he has not led a moral life, still he is a basically good person. It comes through.
And, to go to the hottest place on earth.
You know, I'm getting another broadcast coming through my audio, Alex.
Yeah, that's on your computer. Something's up. It's okay. Keep going. It's good radio. Go ahead. He muted it. Joel, did you fix that? Skype's a wonder, folks.
Alex,
yes, you are.
Me?
Can you hear me, Joel?
Let me just shut down my browser here to stop that.
Use the Chase mobile app to send money and just...
It's okay. Whenever you want, we can go back to it. Whenever he wants to hear me, he can just... Yeah, that happens to me sometimes. I'll be doing a live broadcast, and like you'll be on a CNN article. They're the worst. And an ad pops up playing something, and then it goes to the feed. So it's all part of the great transparentness here that we're projecting out into the world, exposing the globalists. Joel, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, sorry. We're getting to the fact that he is genuine. That's why this world system tries to regurgitate him out.
Well, you know, it just shows how intolerant they are of any possibility of any crack in their agenda being compromised. I mean, they are just apoplectic about Trump sharing, for example, the federal database so that he can actually document that there are millions of illegal owners on the voter rolls. I mean, they would love to impeach him over something, and they're building for that. There's an awful lot of traitorous Republicans that would go along with that impeachment thing. So far, nothing has arisen to that level, and I'm not sure it can happen anytime soon. But Trump probably is going to make a mistake that will get him into an impeachment. But the deep state is literally apoplectic about the fact that we've got somebody we don't control in the White House. As I said during the Romney campaign, even though Romney was bending over backwards to please the establishment, hired all these globalists from the CFR as advisors, he wasn't one of them, and you can't have somebody in the White House. That's why Republicans and Democrats came out to destroy
Mitt. That's right. They didn't have any dirt on him. Even though he wanted to be part of the establishment, they didn't have any dirt, so they didn't feel comfortable.
That's right. And so now you've got somebody who is just utterly unpredictable, and he can turn on them in a minute. I mean, McMaster's is having real trouble with Donald Trump getting him to okay the increase in troops in Afghanistan. Actually, you're saying to Trump, no, you don't want to do this. And that's why it hasn't happened yet. But
I had the leak over a month ago, point blank, directly from Trump. I'll just leave it at that. It's not happening. Don't worry. And then 3 days later, he came out and gave the speech, and then he hadn't allowed it so far. And it just shows how out of control this entire group he's got under him is. I think Colonel Shaker's right. He fires people 2-3 levels down and replaces them right now with loyalists.
Right.
WorldAffairsBrief.com. Folks, you subscribe there or read the daily briefings. Joel, thank you all. Commentary and piercing analysis. God bless you, and we'll be following your work.
Thank you very much.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt asleep. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Here, but I guess in the afternoon there or whatever. And they were just laying out how ridiculous this whole narrative that Russia runs this and how they're trying to destabilize the government here in the United States and how there's a whole psyop against our president. And then I see Colonel Schaefer, a total patriot, saying the same thing. And then I see Dana Bash, who hates Trump, admitting, oh, yeah, we're going to bring you down with deep state. With bureaucrats in the meeting lying and saying that Trump's giving him secrets in the meeting when none of it's even true, and then leaking secrets themselves of secret stuff so they can sit there and try to burn the president. And it just makes me ask, how much more desperate will they get? They tried to steal the election. They got caught in the WikiLeaks, thanks to Seth Rich and others, and now they're in full panic mode. Don't you guys get globalism's out in the open now? Your New World Order is openly exposed. Don't you understand now that it just gets harder for you to roll the boulder uphill? We now have the high ground. We have the initiative. The people are aware of you. And I don't say that to get myself on some power trip or convince myself I'm winning. I'm never that guy. I understand historically we're beginning to win. The CNN host has an on-air meltdown versus a Navy SEAL. You can't attack CNN reporting. Our sources are perfect. CNN is a cesspool. BuzzFeed admittedly just makes up their sources. This is all, it's in the WikiLeaks that CNN makes up stuff and rigs everything. So Owen Schroyer is our guest, co-hosting for the balance of the hour. Dr. Corsi's popping in. Did we get Mike Cernovich to pop in? Yes, we got a bunch of people in this hour. It's going to be a big smorgasbord.
That's great. Mike Cernovich is just totally trolling all the mainstream media in Washington right now. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
And by the way, New York Times and Washington Post covered Obama's leaks all the time, but I never heard anyone calling for impeachment then. What's up with that, Alex?
Obama was allowed to leak whatever he wanted.
Yeah, how come that goes on?
He was allowed to order the borders completely wide open outside of law, but that was okay. And obviously he was there telling the Justice Department people not to go after the Clintons and himself for all their crimes.
Alex, I was really happy the way you opened the show today. It was exactly what needed to be said, because people need to understand that we are in a civil war. That's not rhetoric. That's not you up here saying, oh, civil war, everybody free. No, this is actually going on. And
the people we're fighting are literal trash.
And whether you like President Donald Trump or not, he's the one fighting for America. That's just a fact.
And if they bring him down, I thought everybody likes underdogs. He has good policies, and everybody's ganged up on him. How could you, and then us.
So
here's the deal. Can you imagine, let me ask you this. What happens if they bring Trump down? Well, they say they're going to remove all the Republicans that were elected in the last election. We're all going to be Russian agents, and they're going to have deep state come after everybody, and we're not going to just roll over to that. So, and that's why the real deep state doesn't want this. They're like, we'd like our pension funds to still be good. I mean, anybody who's sane, but see, the left isn't sane, are they?
Well, no. They have complete doublethink and double standards. That's been exposed time and time again. And what I'm worried about, Alex, is in this tight news cycle that we're in now, where you're going to have five massive stories breaking in a 24-hour
span. And it comes out that he didn't give out the laptop info. That was already public. Oh, we've already jumped to, you told Comey not to investigate. Then they've already jumped to, they already just jumped to the next BS.
So your head is spinning. You've got multiple members of the U.S. government on the floor today. Crying for impeachment. We'll get to that in a second. But what I'm worried about...
Oh, yeah, we have those clips. Big battles on the floor.
And what I'm, and this is the Civil War. And so what I'm worried
Trump has to go full offense.
Is here, because here's what we're going to do, Alex. Just like we did in the presidential election of 2016, we're going to win in 2018. We're going to get our people in
office. And that's why they're panicking. They want to declare all opposition to not teach your kid how to be a tranny at age five, and all opposition to not taking vaccines, and all opposition to not having open borders and free anchor babies, and all opposition to having one-sided trade deals with China, and all opposition to not having communist justices. That's all going to be called Russian now. We see where it's going. They want an authoritarian move against us, and thank God the founders put in that time bomb of defense, the Second Amendment.
So I'm concerned that they see this narrow window that they think that they may have any political mandate to actually go through
this
impeachment or anything. And here's what it's going to take. I have a list today, Alex. I don't know if you want me to go down this list, but I have a short list here of all the swamp members that need to be drained in 2018.
Let's expose the traitors, the enemies.
Let's start with, how about one out of Texas? He was on the floor today calling for Trump to be impeached. And that is the representative from the 9th Congressional District here in Texas, down in Houston, Al Green. Al Green is a swamp creature. He needs to be ousted. And that is up to the people getting out. And
we've got the swamp lord, Maxine Waters.
Now, this is the best example here with Maxine Waters. Now, Max,
look at Al Green. He just...
So there's Al Green, yeah. That's a swamp creature right there.
I mean, what is up with that face right there?
He's at here. This is a smile, Alex. Anyway, here's the big point about Maxine Waters. What's happening, and this is what needs to happen, is Omar Navarro, who is running against Maxine Waters, is actually on the ground running right now. On Monday, he did an announcement that he was running against Maxine Waters. You know where he did it? Outside of Maxine Waters' $4.3 million mansion. Okay? All kinds of media was there. He had a mariachi band there.
And they called for her to be deported.
How can you not like a mariachi band? So he's out here making the announcement. You know where Maxine Waters is? Well, no, she's not at her $4.3 million mansion in Hancock County, not where she represents. No, she's not in the districts where she represents that are ongoing with poverty and homelessness. She's in Washington. She's on the mainstream news calling for Trump's impeachment.
Hey, can we get Navarro on the show?
Absolutely, we can get Omar Navarro on the show. You want to interview him?
Absolutely.
He's actually a huge fan of yours, Alex. He'd love to talk to you. So he's actually hitting the ground running. He's going to defeat Maxine Waters. If you want to see how to defeat the swamp, look at what Omar Navarro is doing.
No, I agree. In fact, I meant to get to that. We've known the past, the present, the future. Everybody runs for office. Everybody calls C-SPAN. Everybody calls talk radio. Everybody supports talk radio because they're trying to kill it. Everybody supports InfoWars. Everybody prays for liberty. Everybody tells the truth. And everybody, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, you get somebody else of another color, take them to a barbecue, take them out shooting, get past all this race crap,
yeah,
and come together and just absolutely back Donald Trump. Because, again, they've said in the deep state announcements, in the major publications, they're going to try to, quote, suspend Congress and have the deep state have new elections that Homeland Security runs.
And
can you say staged election, total takeover?
And you
they're
know,
planning a Venezuela-style takeover. It's not going to happen. My God, they're led by Nancy Pelosi. Doesn't even know that Bush isn't in office.
Well, and you know that I've had times where I had reservations about Trump. I'm full bore. I'm back on the Trump train. The more they attack him, the more that legitimizes him to me.
Oh my God,
the president. How about this, though? You'll love this. Elizabeth Warren, okay, she's coming up as a senator in Massachusetts. You know who's running against her? Shiva. This is a guy, I can't pronounce the last name, I'm not going to try it. Shiva, Fight for America, U.S. Senator. His campaign slogan, defeat fake Indian Elizabeth Warren. This is an actual Indian. He's from India. He's a private businessman. He says that he's an inventor.
I love it because she's Native American.
Exactly.
He's an actual Indian. Yeah.
So get the real Indian. And here's the thing. Again, this is another guy who's running. I'm not seeing anyone else. Here's some other people. Dianne Feinstein. Nobody's pressing her right now in the Senate in California. The 12th District, Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco. Nobody's pressing her right now. Come on, people. 28th District in California, Adam Schiff. I know that you know who that guy is. Somebody press him. 26th District, Julia
Absolutely.
Brown. It goes on.
You've reached
on,
the shield on. Generator. Target, maximum firepower.
So this is who's fighting in the 26th District right now of California. Antonio Sabato Jr. They say we're racist, but there's a Latino, again, two of them now running as conservatives in California. This is how we drain the swamp. Rhode Island, Sheldon Whitehouse. This guy calls for Trump's impeachment every day. He's a senator.
Yeah, but what is it? If it's a white Democrat, they look really ugly and stupid. If it's a Hispanic Democrat, they look ugly and stupid. Or a black Democrat. It's like all the conservative blacks look sharp and cool. All the conservative Latinos look sharp and cool. All the white conservatives look better. Why are liberals ugly?
You want, actually, it's funny, Alex. I have a story.
No, I'm serious.
No, I'm serious, dude.
I've seen it.
I'm going to tell you. The liberals right now are truly in a disaster, Alex. They are honestly in a mental and psychological.
That's right.
Disaster.
Their party's imploding, so their answer is declare us all Russian.
I mean, look, if look like a crazy person, you're going to look like George Soros. You're going to look
Chucky
like
Schumer.
Maxine Waters. You're going to look like Aid Skrillex, it goes on and on, or Trigglypuff, or these people.
Or Michael Moore.
Alex, I had a crazy experience over the weekend dealing with liberals, which, by the way...
I'm here, Schumer.
Literally, though. He looked like...
I would, Nosferatu, your blood. Sorry.
If you walked into a deli and you saw Chuck Schumer slicing pastrami...
No, I'm walking out.
Exactly. You walk right back out. But, Alex, I had a crazy experience with a couple liberals this weekend. And, by the way, you're worse than Glenn Beck, so congratulations to the liberals. You're now worse than Glenn Beck.
But thank God.
But here's the thing. As the night goes on, Alex, this is a true story. These two liberals, these two liberal women, okay, that they hate you, they can't believe that President Trump, I mean, you know, the full standard, what you would expect. Alex, this is how much of a disaster they are. By the end of the night, both of them ended up fighting with each other and crying and going home.
Well, you were telling me.
These people are a mental
There's good-looking
disaster.
Women everywhere, but they're basket case liberals.
It's the wildest thing I've ever seen.
A conservative libertarian woman is super fun.
They're fun. They're down to earth. They can have a good time. They can have a laugh. You know, it's not like they're look. Oh my gosh, what is this guy looking at me about? Oh my gosh.
Oh, we've had when I was divorced a while. I'm married now. I'd go to parties and stuff. And like a liberal woman would walk over and like be like, I just want you to know I'm not having sex with you. And I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? Are you
exactly.
crazy?
That's the first.
It's like we're desperate. Oh, it's a woman. Let me have sex with you right now. Ah. Meanwhile, they're hitting on you that way. You're like, get away from me, lunatic. Or I was wearing a captain's hat at a Halloween party. I had people walking over going, are you a Nazi?
Yeah.
And it was all weird white people doing it.
Well, so here's what's going to happen. Those people are going to be fewer and more far between as we go on here. They don't have control over the country anymore. They don't have control over the
poll. They're not having kids.
They're losers. And if we start having their losers, their leaders, losing in elections, then they have nothing. Maxine Waters, anti-Maxine, the queen of the millennials right now, what are they going to do when she's gone?
Stay woke. What's happening is, stay woke. Meanwhile, that Putin invaded Korea.
Here you go. Justin Amash. Justin Amash, the first Republican today, Michigan's 3rd Congressional District. Justin Amash called for impeachment today. First Republican. Drain that swamp.
Oh, I've always thought Amash is a weasel. He ran on a Ron Paul ticket. Oh, I don't know Amash. He's been blown out of an airlock.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind, our memories live on in mortal minds.
Coming up.
Boys,
Mike Cernovich has got breaking news in the next segment, and Dr. Corsi as well. Infowars.com has some of the breaking news and battle plans to defeat the globalists. We do have a clip of Putin we're going to be playing here again at the start of the next segment. But continuing with the swamp creatures, their party lost everywhere. The claims that the Russians are the reason that they lost, that's not holding water anywhere. But the deep state continues to push this, and now we've got some Republicans, like Justin Amash, who needs to walk the plank out of conservatism, go out the airlock, and join the Democrats, the liberals, for himself.
Yeah, I think it's time to blow the airlock. To drain the swamp, you know, it takes a couple seconds for that drain. You blow that airlock, they're out. You know what I'm saying? Just blow the airlock. Get these people out. But it is up to us. We need to help President Trump. Again, what can I do about a bunch of dumbass liberals out in the street protesting? You know what? Probably nothing. But if they don't have any pull in Congress, if they don't have any leaders in the Senate, then they have no say. They have no voice. They're just losers, just like their leading politicians. So that's why we need to drain the swamp. That's why we need people to run like Omar Navarro. That's why we need them, people like Shiva, people like Sabato Jr. We need these people to hit the ground running hard now. We need to start pressing now. We need to start getting these people out now. We need to ensure victory now so that A, they can't seal it with a total rig job, but that B, we already have the mandate going in just like President Trump had. Let's recall, President Trump was already president before he won the election. He was already meeting with foreign leaders. He was already making moves. Businesses were already returning. That's the mandate that we can
exactly
have again.
Instead of just running as normal candidates, meet with people and talk about what you're going to do once you're congressman.
And that's what Omar Navarro is doing, and that's why I'm saying he is paving the way right now. I couldn't be more proud. He's my age. We need good.
He's protesting outside our house.
Yeah, he goes outside. We need good people to run for office, okay? We need well-meaning people who care about other people in their district.
No, I agree, but let's expand on that. You wanted to get into going out the other night running into zombies everywhere.
So it's just, Alex, I'm deathly scared of, like, the herd mentality.
Millennials are into that.
And it's so palpable now more than ever because, and it's been so exposed. It doesn't matter. Here's what could happen.
Are you in the herd or are you not in the herd?
And this is the thing I talked to Mike Cernovich about one time, too. It's like you can see the difference, you know, on the conservative end of the spectrum. We have some disagreements. We see some different angles. You know, maybe we have different things we think are more important. But we're all on the same team. We all want to move the ball forward. We just maybe have a different idea of how we might get there. But we're still all on the same team. For them, there is no individualism. There is no individual think. There is no discernment. It's just herd think, herd mentality, and it's been so proven by anything Trump does is bad. This is what would happen, Alex, okay? Trump could save 100 children from a burning building, and what would the headline say? Trump killed, unfortunately, a cat died, so Trump killed a cat while saving kids from a burning building. Cat dies, Trump hates animals, or Trump kicked the cat on the way out of the building.
Well, it's the same thing. When you go out to the events, none of them can talk. They only have chance. They say, don't talk to them. It's a cult.
That's the chance thing. That's, I'm telling you, it's like starting to freak me out, to be honest with you. But that's why we can't. I don't care. As long as they're out in the streets.
It's like pod people.
As long as they're out in the streets doing that, you know what? Just as long as they're not burning anything.
But as individuals, we're frightened by mindless chanting and no info. For followers, that's kind of fun.
Because they'll vote for Hillary Clinton. That's how stupid they are. They won't even look. Look, Bernie Sanders, who I think is a total fraud, his wife is being investigated for bank fraud.
White people don't know what it's like to be poor.
The guy openly had the election stolen. Just ripped right out in front of him. Oh, and by the way, Alex, I don't know if you've covered this, but I'm actually working on finding the source of this and seeing if it's legit. There, obviously, Seth Rich was the head of the IT at the DNC. There are rumors going that Seth Rich actually had intel on how exactly Hillary Clinton actually rigged these elections. He actually had these voter rolls that they doubled, and then they basically stole votes from Bernie Sanders and like broke the law by hiding the paperwork. Like I said, there's a letter out right now. It's rumored that it was Seth Rich's girlfriend who put this letter out. Some people say it's his friend. Others say girlfriend.
Well, obviously, Hillary was like 40 points behind him everywhere. They just stole it.
And here's a Democrat who actually loves the country. So you know what they had to do? They had to kill him. I mean, how dare you? Don't you know?
I came, I saw, he died. When she took over Libya and killed hundreds of thousands?
So I'm just curious. And look, there are, you know, Democrats or liberals who actually see what happened with Seth Rich.
Can we play place boing when we come back in where she goes, arr, 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 and like,
They voted for that. They'd vote for it today.
Well, they like it. When they see a big, evil murderer, and they feel powerful.
I mean, what the hell is that? How the hell do you get that brainwashed? How the hell do you get that stupid? You're in a herd think. You don't think for yourself. You don't. You're dead. You're already dead.
Like, when they come up to me and go, you're a Russian agent. And, like, they're all powerful. And I'm like, what's your proof? Russian agent. They didn't realize how pathetic that is when they're globalist agents.
Ridiculous.
We'll be back with huge breaking news straight ahead. I'll get to the inside White House until.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Look, he came, he saw, he died. He
stole the Haitian money.
Liberal, liberal, liberal.
He came, he saw, he died.
Liberal, liberal, liberal.
Look, he came, devil in the flesh.
He saw, he died. Look, he came.
That's too good, Alex. That might be too good. You might want to be careful with that.
My lord totally took my bait.
She's back, by the way. You know she's back. She's got a new pack.
Resist. Persist.
It's not a
enlist.
Matter. I take it that's her really new pack. Seriously.
Back. Runner
again.
Vote for me because I'm a brain tumor.
Vote for me because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman. Vote for me because I'm a woman. Son of my
I can't even imagine where we'd be right now.
Because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman. A woman running to be the first woman president.
I can't imagine anyone being more of an outsider than the first woman president. More of an outsider than a woman president. Well, I can't think of anything more of an outsider than electing the first woman president.
A woman president of the United States.
Well, you know what they say. You know, James Comey didn't want to indict her because he found his own suicide note in her emails.
Exactly.
So, you know, he had to step down.
Yeah.
Seth Rich, on the other hand, was a brave man.
Waging war.
It's kind of
on corruption.
Big open mouth.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Hey, let's get serious. We got Mike Cernovich coming on. And we got Dr. Corsi with big breaking news. Just briefly. We've launched Emmerich's Essentials. It's six different personal care products at prices way lower you'll find anywhere else. It's a top three big national organic brand that has allowed us to private label it. That's why they recognize the bottles when you see it. We've just changed the names. 20% off retail and stores. 25% off additionally when you sign up for auto ship. That's 45% off out of the gates. Just the mouthwash is ounce for ounce the same price as regular mouthwash, but it's 10-to-1 concentrate. So that'll give you an example. It's the natural zinc oxide, not the nano that goes through your skin. So it's the healthy type, the very best out there at half the cost of leading competitors. The natural body wash, you name it. Emmerich's Essentials. And the name spelled right. Wikipedia and all of them have it wrong. It's E-M-R-I-C-S. So it's Emmerich Essentials, Emmerich's Essentials. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support because we couldn't do it without you. But we're launching this whole new line. Sign up for auto ship, get 25% off. The other products is 10%. And we have shirts at cost. The entire Trump prints, Trump is my president, you name it, shirts, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, Mike Cernovich has big breaking news. I've sat on this for an hour and a half, not on purpose, but because I don't want to say all this wrong and I don't want to get it improper. When you get big breaking news, then the media tries to take any angle you get not exactly right and spin it. So I've been trying to confer during breaks.
Where'd my phone go?
Anyways. Oh, that's right. It's over there. Sorry. I left it in my office. The point is, this is a newsroom while you're on air. So I'm not complaining, but whenever there's a technical difficulty or Joel Skousen has something playing over his feed, I don't care because we're not like some so-called live Fox or CNN show where they get ready for 5-6 hours before. They call it live. Half of it's taped pieces, and then it's all scripted. No, this is really live, and this is really teleprompter-free. So the train wreck is part of the good aspect of it to show you how real it is. But let me just – I'm not holding this to keep you listening. I just don't want to get this wrong, and I don't want to – some things are so big, I don't want to do them live. That's what I'm saying? So maybe I should have you take over. And I should go focus for about 10 minutes and try to calm down and then write some notes myself off the notes I've got and then kind of give this to you. But the country's in total civil war right now. The White House knows that there are foreign powers involved with the Democrats in the espionage. It's not the Russians. Let's just say that it's south of North Korea and it borders the South China Sea. I mean, there is a lot of craziness going on. This is such an epic moment historically. Let me just go to Cernovich with his breaking news. My God, everything we've talked about has been breaking a month later, a week later. And that's why we're so under attack. We have these sources. And now I've got this other bombshell news about the Civil War taking place. And it has to do with Fox News and so much more. Well, let's go to Mike Cernovich, the one of the greatest investigative living journalists today. That's why they call him and myself the king of fake news. Mike, you're hosting the fourth hour already today, coming up in 22 minutes. Give us a little forte, a little hors d'oeuvre on what's coming up.
Yeah, so, you know, literally I'm 10 minutes late because I was breaking a story. I have got official word. The Trump movement is over in 120 days from when he was elected. It's almost over, and I'll tell you why. Johnny DeStefano is the guy's name. He's head of personnel for Trump, and he's a never-Trumper. The current people who are actually pro-Trump people, they're Schedule C presidential employees. That only lasts for 120 days. That is being expired, and what I'm hearing is that in the personnel office, in Johnny DeStefano in particular, they're not going to give them permanent positions. Fewer than 15%, 1-5, fewer than 15% of people who came in as temporary presidential Schedule C employees are being made permanent. So it's pretty much over in a few days, Alex. That's how dire things are right now. I was told all the pro-Trump people are going to be shoved out. Only 15% of them are going to be made permanent. People have moved across the country, people who supported Trump, people who are on the base. So they said day 120, it's over for Trump, and that's when the GOP and Congress are going to move in and start with the impeachment stuff because the purge is on.
Now, we talked a few nights ago, and you talked to some of your high-level sources saying that the word was it was going to be over, that Trump's been totally encircled. You've now talked to these folks. I know they've used the national security clearances to block patriots getting in. Hopefully, Trump gets this info, and there's a counter-firing that Colonel Schaefer and so many others have talked about where he removes these people. I mean, isn't this now do or die for Trump?
No, I mean, it's do or die for the whole movement because, as you know, personnel is policy, and what I've heard from multiple sources, they're now joking. It's not a joke. I mean, they're now kind of quibbling at the White House. The only way to get 100, to get within 100 feet of Trump in the White House is to have tweeted out that you were never Trump. That's how dire it's gotten. And now that these temporary people aren't going to be made permanent, they're just going to be gone. Johnny DeStefano, who was a never Trumper, he was Brian Hook, another never Trumper. They laundered all their never Trump messages through their wives and other people. Those are the people who are running personnel out. So once these temporary appointees are out of there, Trump is going to have zero support, no loyalists, and then that's when the House GOP, the congressional GOP, is going to move in and take him out. So I don't know what to say. It really is do or die right now. This couldn't be any more dire.
Well, the word is Trump's getting ready to axe the upper-level leadership. What does he need to do specifically, Mike Cernovich, to kill this?
Get rid of Johnny DeStefano. His head of personnel, Google Johnny DeStefano, he's the head of personnel. He makes all of the personnel decisions. I realize, you know, a lot of us, we talk about Reince Priebus and Spicer because they're the big celebrities. But the real power, I've told now, it isn't Reince Priebus anymore. Johnny DeStefano has more power than anyone else in the White House, probably than Trump himself, because this guy is bringing in like a Trojan horse. He is bringing in never Trumpers into the White House. So who cares what happens with Reince Priebus? Doesn't matter. Sean Spicer, it doesn't matter. If the head of personnel and policy is going to send all the people who moved across the country and who supported Trump, if he's going to send them back home without a job in a couple of weeks, doesn't matter what happens with Reince Priebus' profile. So I was actually told that a lot of the information we're getting about Priebus is a distraction from what's going on with Johnny DeStefano. He is actually the person with the most power, more power now than Reince Priebus himself.
And they're certainly moving on Trump right now. I'll go ahead and break down the information I got. Rupert Murdoch has been on the fence about Trump and over the weekend talked to Trump on Sunday and decided to go ahead and warn Trump about the plans with the Democrats to turn over Fox News, to get rid of it, to go ahead and cull it out. But they see their ratings down by a third. They see that $1 billion being lost, and they know the Democrats have always been their enemies as well. So Murdoch's having second thoughts about turning the empire over to his sons and family and warn Trump, fire everyone you've got in there and bring in people and follow Reagan's example and put in a bunch of patriots right now or you're done. They are going to impeach you. So I've had this info for an hour and a half. Cernovich, I wanted him on separately today just to pop in because he's hosting the fourth hour. He's basically mirrored some of the info. But what I'm giving people is directly from the highest levels. One of the other things that Trump doesn't even know about but has been confirmed by intel agencies, Jared Kushner met with the Russian ambassador in the middle of the campaign, long before Trump was even the presumptive nominee in early 2016, even before Cleveland. And Trump never knew about this, that Kushner met with the Russian ambassador. And then when Trump comes out and says, none of my campaign ever met with him, well, the whole time it's Kushner feeding that as a way to parlay things to the Morning Joe and others that he indeed is the ace card of the Russians. Jared Kushner is the double agent operative who is the only one that actually did meet. None of the Trump people did, and he's been the one feeding the intel the entire time, I guess wanting to get funding for his failed 666 in a Fifth Avenue building or whatever the rest of it is. But Jared Kushner is the person that did meet with the Russians and did discuss things and has been the point of contact, and Trump never even knew about that until about a month ago when Kushner said, I'm ready to testify to Congress about my Russian meetings. That was just to make him look clear and open later when Jared Kushner, through weakness or whatever, is one of the main moles that met with the Russian ambassador. And then again, Rupert Murdoch has decided to join with Trump because he believes it's a double cross to take down all conservatives, including Fox News entirely, and has told Trump he needs to have a sweeping purge right now or he will be destroyed when the personnel change comes over. I didn't exactly know what they meant by the big personnel change. I thought Trump was doing the sweep. They said, no, he got to do a total sweep to stop their complete takeover. And I didn't quite understand it. And then Cernovich, like, you know, a key in a lock or a horse in a carriage, perfect storm, this all just came together.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And it isn't as sexy to a lot of people as the Sean Spicer, Rince Priebus thing, but that was the key, is your sources were giving you great information, as always. But the key was that they're all 100, because you and I, you know, we're not bureaucrats. So a lot of the stuff we hear, we're like, well, wait a minute.
A lot of it goes over our head.
Yeah. So the key is that if you look up it, and you know, your production team can find it, it's called a Schedule C presidential employee. They're in there on 120-day term.
Yeah, they're transitional, and then if they don't all get authorized and approved, they're gone.
Exactly. And there are somewhere between 800 and 1,200 of them. Fewer than 15% have been made permanent. So that is Johnny DeStefano's silent coup. That's why the fake news media won't cover it, because they're controlled by deep state. The only so I want people, I don't know, if we need to call the Office of Personnel Policy, Alex. We need to jam their phone lines. I don't know if there's a line, a phone number or something. We need to jam their phone lines.
You can call the White House and ask to be routed to the Office of Personnel Management.
Yeah, we need to get on the phones, because if... and
I was about to say that. Everybody needs to call Congress, call the White House, tweet at the president, retweet, get it all up to him. When he out at the rallies, you know, let him know that we understand that he is the titular head of the Liberty Movement. They want to destroy him as an example to everybody. You're going to be covering all this more in 15 minutes in detail. Mike Cernovich, an amazing investigative journalist. And again, it's not even fun to have his sources or our sources. This is real. This is dangerous. This is hardcore, the level we've gotten to. And it's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And there's very few patriots in. They're very high level. And Trump is just completely surrounded. He's got to know they are going to get these people in where he has no protection. They're going to leak a bunch of lies, and they're going to destroy him. He is hopping mad. He wants them out. He wants a purge. The problem is none of them will follow his orders to even do it. So, Mike Cernovich, we'll be following you coming up in the fourth hour today. If stations out there aren't carrying the fourth hour, a lot of them do. Infowars.com/show. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, this is so real and so sickening and so painful that I don't have any personal ties to Trump other than I've talked to him, you know, 10 times or whatever. It's just, I know he's real. He cares about the country. He's surrounded by scum. It's like watching a baby getting eaten by 100 rats or something. And because we won't empower the president, he's like a baby. He can't move because he can't do it all himself. And the rats are like eating him. It's not like a lion being eaten by hyenas. It's worse. It's a baby, the rebirth of America, being eaten by these little red-eyed rats. And he's just surrounded. We need a battle plan. So Dr. Corsi was texting me this morning, said, we got to get a battle plan. We got to get on the offensive. And I was saying, yeah, battle plan, battle plan. So he's writing articles about this. This is just so crazy. But they're all in. The globalist leftists are all in. What is your intel there as our D.C. head and Dr. Corsi? What do we do to turn this tide? Because it's clear more than ever. They are making their run at the president right now.
Well, and Alex, what I'm doing is the first article is today. I mean, this is something I've been specially trained in, this whole issue of disinformation and propaganda. I actually was trained by Edward Bernays, who is the father of public relations, and he wrote the book called Propaganda in the 1930s that was responsible for the Goebbels propaganda and the rise of Nazi Hitler. And so, you know, Nazi Germany. And what I'm saying is I'm laying out the techniques that work and don't work when you're under a disinformation propaganda technique. This has been studied. There's rules. And if Trump follows these rules, he's going to win. Now, the first rule, and what I wrote up today, is that the idea is you create a false narrative, a mem. And this mem is Russian collusion. You know, Trump,
and you just keep propping that lie up.
And yes, and there's no evidence for it. Okay, we've had repeated statements from Senator Feinstein, who may for
sure. There's no evidence. I mean, we've got that.
There's no evidence.
We got that from Schiff, all of them.
Yeah, and you know what? But that doesn't defeat the mem, because you see, Schiff then says, "Well, it's not. There's circumstantial evidence, and we may have not discovered it yet, but we're going to find it." So a mem, a lie, a propaganda disinformation campaign, is not defeated by information or the truth. It's a hard point to get across, but I mean, if you take a look and you say that Hitler's attacking the Jews under the
sure, it's like Saul Alinsky. It's hard to defeat him just debating him with the facts.
Yeah, and the more facts you adduce, even if you're right, it just extends the argument.
It adds the snowball. Instead, you circumvent and attack the fact that Alinsky's a piece of crap.
Right, and so you know the basic corollaries are that, you know, if you take a look at it, dealing with it, first is the facts are not going to work.
Is that thing
because they just say you're part of a conspiracy theory that you don't believe the truth of the Russian collusion story. So they demonize you and you become part of a conspiracy theory. And second, the second corollary is basically that, you know, no matter how you, anyone who attempts to prove this, who tries to stand up and say, wait a minute, you know, it was Hillary that was part of the being paid over the uranium, or it was Podesta being paid in stock over this company, Jolie. Well, now you're just part of the conspiracy theory, and the mainstream media is never going to report anything that's contrary to the mem that is being put out, the narrative by the deep state and the mainstream media, who are determined to set this lie.
Exactly. So you were trained to be able to counter these type of foreign government operations. We didn't work for the State Department. First time we ever talked about this, I know you were involved in it. You've also written best-selling books that have affected elections, so you're an expert on using what was the ultimate propaganda weapon, truth. But how do we deal with MIMS, total manufactured false reality paradigms? If you debate the false paradigm, you add energy and power to it. How do you circumvent it?
Well, first of all, I mean, the first point I'm writing in this article is that you've got to understand that it is, you're not going to beat this by facts. You're not going to beat it by proving that it was wrong. That never makes it go away to the true believers of the mem, to the lie.
I say we get on the offense with all the crimes they've committed and go after them.
Yeah, it no amount of, you know, so let's go after Hillary, let's go after Podesta. This is not true. There's no evidence. The mem still continues. Now, the subsequent articles, what I'm going to show is how you gain control of the narrative again. How you recapture the narrative, take it out of the hands of the deep state, and how you take it over from the mainstream media. What Trump is not doing very well right now is he's not managing the news. Trump has lost control of the news.
He used to be on the news constantly. They told him to be presidential. Give up your phone, back off, so they can eat him alive. What does Trump need to do right now?
Well, the first thing, the next article is going to be, I'm just drafting it now, we'll have it up tomorrow, is that Trump has got to basically take over the narrative by impacting, doing something that changes the narrative altogether.
Well, he's trying by saying jobs and you know, stopping terror, but how does he change the narrative on this specifically?
Well, let me give you an example.
Like indict Hillary Clinton?
I want to give you an example. I don't want to completely give away the article from tomorrow. I want to do this step by step so it sinks in. But when Trump, for instance, had the missile attack, the cruise missile attack on Syria, everything about Russia stopped.
That was an example of how he changed the subject.
He changed the subject. And Trump has got to figure out some ways, and I'm going to give tomorrow's article a whole series of effective ways in which Trump can change the subject. Now, this is really a methodology. I'm laying out a plan. I mean, this is stuff that's been proven. The State Department has done it. It's been proven by the experts in the CIA. I've studied it for, you know, 30, 40 years, how you basically change the subject, silence the press, get some time to reorganize the government, and take control.
I agree. We'll all be tuned in tomorrow when you're here and read the next article. Give us the name of the current article you wrote, too, today. Which one should we point out to folks?
Well, the one that's up there right now, the deep state mainstream media pushes a coup d'etat against Trump, that the elites want him impeached.
That needs to go totally viral.
It's important to understand that the purpose of this mem, the reason this whole Russian collusion argument is being advanced, is the deep state and the mainstream media think it's the kind of a big lie, a Hitler big lie. You know, the Jews are behind a conspiracy destroying Germany. The Jews are a deficient race, eugenics, all a lie. But that lie can be made into a big enough false truth.
A whole new cosmology.
Yes. And that's what will take down Trump. That's the bet. That's the gambit.
And they're betting everything they got on it.
And what I'm saying is, first of all, you're not going to defeat this false NEM, this lie, by proving it's untrue. Because that just reinforces...
No, I agree, because we argue all day. It was like the other big lie. Oh, he gave the Russians secrets. No, it was all laptop news known 2 months ago. But then we just debate it. They don't care. They want to engage us in their false paradigm.
And that's right. As soon as we're debating it, we lose. As soon as we debate it,
we're so we just say you're a bunch of traitorous liars, and we move on to the fact that he's trying to turn the economy back on, and you just... I mean, I know you want to get to your ideas tomorrow, but give us a little prelude.
Well, I mean, tomorrow is basically I'm going to propose a series of steps that Trump can take which would change the subject. And you've got one coming up. He's going to take this foreign trip, which is going to be a major foreign trip.
Hey, why doesn't he just arrest some Russian spies? Because, I mean, sad for the Russians, but they got you know they got spies here. Why not just, like, arrest some of them or something?
I don't know. Maybe it's don't because,
change, I mean,
don't
maybe that feeds into it, though.
Some of them.
Yeah, it fits into the theme.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. What?
You've got to go outside the theme. You've got to get
No, I agree. That's why I said that. So what's outside the theme? You bust Hillary for being a Chinese agent? We know that. That's true.
No, but these are all within the same kind of refuting the evidence argument. You've got to jump leapfrog it. You've got to forget about the...
Total new universe.
You change it by saying, okay, we're going on a foreign trip. You know, there's a whole series of steps he can take. I'm going to discuss some foreign policy steps he can take. I'm going to discuss some executive orders, the steps and ways that he can gain control of the narrative, the agenda. He's got to make the deep state and the mainstream media follow him rather than lead him. And right now they're leading him with the...
And he's always been great on that. Why, once he suddenly got in 50, 60 days, did suddenly he stop leading the narrative? What happened?
Well, they're very good at this, the mainstream media. And they laid the trap. Hillary laid the trap, saying that it was the Russians who did it. You know, even the evidence that Seth Rich had 44,000 emails to WikiLeaks, that doesn't refute the Russian collusion argument. You can't win that argument with the propagandist. You're not going to win on that one. They're going to win now. They're going to beat you. They're going to convince... You know, the people who hate you, that, you know, the Jews are all evil and we need to kill them all. It's a complete lie. It's total propaganda. It's evil. But that's the same nature of argument that the Russian collusion argument fits into. And you can't beat it logically. You can't beat it with facts.
I agree. Once you only beat it by pointing out what the globalists are actually doing and making their own narrative. So what of all the things they're doing that are horrible, what are the true narratives that we go after them on? I say this, they're trying to plunge the economy. I knew last night this was going to plunge the economy. I said it.
Alex, there's no argument you can use that will win. You have to transcend argument. There's not going to be magic formula. There's not going to be an argument that's a magic bullet. They're set up to beat every argument you could advance against this NEM. You know, so when they go down the Goebbels path of proving that the Jews are a deficient race, and they've all got to be killed, which was a horrendous, horrible, evil idea, it couldn't be stopped with arguments about the brilliance of Einstein.
It had to be stopped with the bombs?
It's got to be stopped by techniques.
No, I know. I'm just saying we had to end up, it went too far. It had to be military. Yeah, so we'll talk about those techniques tomorrow. When do you want to come on? We're on 11 to 3 Central? 12
yeah,
to 4 p.m.?
Yeah, I want to come on early tomorrow.
All right, how about 12:30 Eastern?
That's good. We'll do that.
Well, I got to tell you, Trump's a good guy. He's a smart guy. But isn't it proof how good he is, how all the evil people hate him?
And if we follow through this, so we're going to lay out a plan that Trump can follow, and I guarantee you he's going to listen to it and he's going to hear it.
Hey, let me ask you this when we come back, because I talked to some sources. We'll do 5 more minutes with you, and Cernovich is coming up. We'll host a little bit with Cernovich, though. Let me ask you this when we come back. The word is Rupert Murdoch is now decided to join with Trump.
Thank you.
That's the word. He's finally, for some reason, is going to flip back. Something's happened.
Today.
Now, is that disinfo? It comes from the White House.
FBI investigation was into Fox. That might have stopped.